Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the trenches, worldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Poppy. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 8th day of May, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 27, and there was snow on the ground when we woke up this morning. That's what I mean. It ain't over. It's never fucking really over here. All righty, let's see what we're going to look at. I mean, we'll see what outrages we have allowed to occur since Friday. I'm sure there are many. Let me just start down the list. We'll be right back. Oops, there it goes. There'll be somewhere where that counts.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's see what we're going to start off with here. Well, we got a video, but I can tell you what the video, a 2-mile homeless camp takes over in California's posh Marine County and tax dollars helped fund it. Well, of course they did. And then you got just a big line of motorhomes, vans, everything you can think of, 2 miles of it. And this is your fucking America, man. This is what you're paying for. This is your representation of your fucking, of your once, I suppose. Pentagon studied ways to spread bird flu like via Ukrainian center top brass says. As part of the project, it was assessed under what conditions the virus transmission would become uncontrolled, cause economic damage, and create risks for food security. Chief of Russian Radiation and Chemical and Biological Protection Force Igor Kilolov said. Moscow, May 5th, TASS, the Pentagon via Ukraine's Science and Technology Center, STCU, was assisting the assessing the conditions which would cause the uncontrolled spread of bird flu in the Azov Black Sea region. Chief of Russian Radiation, Chemical, and Biological Protection Force, Igor Kirillov. Is that Kirillov? Kirillov, looks like. I don't know. I don't speak Russian. Isn't that something? Directly in the interest of the American military agency through the Ukraine Science and Technology Center, the P-444 project was implemented, with its main goal being the monitoring of avian influenza among the birds in the Azov Black Sea region, he said on Friday during a briefing on analyzing the documents on the U.S. military biological activity. As part of the project, it was assessed under what conditions the virus transmission would become uncontrolled, cause economic damage, and create risks of food security, the military official noted. Kirillov emphasized that the Russian Defense Ministry had repeatedly warned the risks of implementing the Pentagon's military biological project, those aiming to study the possibility of spreading economically significant infections via carriers, including migratory birds. The said concerns are related to Ukraine's unique geographic location, with the migratory routes of over 270 species of migrating birds passing over its territory. These birds serve as a natural reservoir for such dangerous diseases as the highly pathogenic influenza and other infectious diseases, he explained. According to the data, over the past 3 years, damage caused by the bird flu in Russia have surpassed 45 billion rubles, over 58.5 million in dollars, I guess, with more than 10 mil, I guess that's M-I-L-N, million, 10 million domestic fowl eliminated in European countries. The agriculture industry lost 3 million pounds, it looks like. I guess 3 billion pounds, sorry, to various diseases, according to specialists. If earlier the bird flu used to be a seasonal disease in the European region, currently its breakouts are being recorded all year round. Additionally, the World Health Organization is regularly documenting cases of cross-species transmission of highly pathogenic avian influenza, which the development of the infection process and human mortality of up to 50% this year alone for such cases were recorded in Chile, Colombia, and China. This provides a fresh outlook on the risks of implementing the UP-4 project, which involved collecting strains with high epidemic potential and capable of crossing the interspecies barrier on Ukraine territory, Kirillov said. Of course. I mean, what else would you do with your fucking time and money than create ways to kill people? That's what it's all. This is fucking extermination time, people. This is world genocide. And we're looking it right in the fucking face and just watching it go by and just da 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 da. But again, this, all we're going over here is shit that we're allowing. We're going to see what we fucking allowed to go on and how many people it fucking kills. COVID vaccine linked to untreatable eyeball clots reveals massive study by Jack Montgomery. A major scientific journal has published research linking COVID vaccination. First, there's no COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist. We cannot let them start doing this shit again. Vaccinations, there is no such fucking thing. It is a fucking death shot of mRNA, you know, RMNA or whatever the hell it is, to retinal vascular occlusion with vaccinated individuals at significantly great risk of developing blood clots, then more significantly greater risk of developing blood clots than unvaccinated people. Looks nasty. The paper published in Nature has vested data on some 95,156,967 people. Of those, 7.3 million met the criteria for inclusion in the study. Controlling for confounding variables such as people on anticoagulants, certain counter receptives, and other medications, the researchers were left with 745,041 vaccinated and 3.8 million unvaccinated subjects to compare. They found that 2 years after vaccination, the chances of all subtypes of retinal vascular occlusion increased significantly in the vaccinated cohort. Retinal vein occlusion, or RVO, has generally been associated with people with diabetes and possibly high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, or other health problems that affect blood flow, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Well, the Cleveland Clinic, I bet you sell a lot of fucking high blood pressure pills, don't you? That shit that makes you sicker than a fucking dog and kills you? Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, let's blame it on that. Hell, we can blame it on anything. Who's going to prove us wrong? We're one big fucking criminal cabal. It can be a very serious condition sometimes, leading to the formation of abnormal blood vessels that can cause pain and a dangerous increase in pressure inside the eye, or even blindness. There is currently no treatment available that can unblock retinal veins, and with treatments for the symptoms of RVO, including things like injecting anti-vascular endothelial, I don't know what the hell it is, growth factor, drugs, and corticosteroids, it's some kind of medicine, directly into the eyeball. The overall risk of retinal vascular occlusion in the vaccinated cohort was 219 times higher than that in the unvaccinated cohort at 2 years. The Nature paper observed with no disparity was detected between brand and dose of vaccine. Well, they're all there to kill you. Nevertheless, instead of additional research and is required to draw a solid conclusion regarding the association between retinal vascular occlusion and COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, they will not stop using it, even though we fucking know you have not fucking isolated no such a fucking goddamn virus as COVID-19. It does not fucking exist. It doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's just a fucking con, man. That's all it's ever been. It's the common fucking cold. Or whatever fucking they cooked up in their fucking labs over there in the Ukraine to fucking spray on us on them goddamn planes and make us sick. Oh, that's COVID-19 breakout. You lock you in your fucking house and take your guns. Give it a go. Henry Bear of the Bears Eye Institute, Stanford University School of Medicine, authored the study alongside a range of Taiwanese researchers from institutions such as the Chung Cheng Medical University Hospital and the Graduate Institute of Clinical Laboratory Sciences and Medical Biotechnology, National Taiwan University. So, man, if you look at the site, man, look at what this shit does. And yeah, why not? I mean, fucking any way to kill you, they're going to fucking do it. You know, there in Palestine, Ohio. I mean, hell, we got a goddamn train wreck here. We clean it up. Hell, it'll kill people. We can kill people with it. Knock a hole in the son of a bitch and light it on fucking fire. Let it smoke the fucking people until they start fucking, their face is hemorrhaging. We've seen, you know, what's happening to the people that got exposed to that. They're trying to kill you. I'm going to tell you a secret. They're trying to kill you. They are making a consorted effort to fucking kill you, and you're not fucking pushing back. Even you're not even pushing, let alone killing. Globalist 2030 agenda pushed by World Economic Forum set for launch as elite make final drive towards total control by let's be clear about one thing. The push towards all electric transportation has nothing to do with saving the planet from emissions, hell, and everything to do with controlling how we travel. Of course it does. I mean, you don't got to be a goddamn, what the fuck, are you awake? Or did you get up this morning? I mean, are you completely fucking, do you live under a rock? Because you'd have to be living under a goddamn rock not to know this shit. Like I said, all we're doing is pointing out what we're allowing this week, people. This is what we're allowing. Because we will not get off our dead fucking asses and do our duty and enforce the fucking law. That's all there is to it. Electric vehicles are not the panacea. I mean, see, they go in there. I think they look up words like this, make you look like an intellectual. How about the process? Well, I mean, you know, that's an easy word, process. And then yeah, that's right. You're an incorporated son of a bitch, and you're gonna use little fucking instances to fucking to push the program of the elite and make it sound like that you don't have that you're really against it. Electrical vehicles are not panacea. I mean, fucking stupid for cleaning up the environment. The tyrannical left and wing elite claim they are because they require literally raping the earth to obtain the ingredients, lithium primarily for the batteries, not to mention the fact that the lithium is mined by poor children of color who work like slaves for pennies a day. So what the fuck, I mean, what? And? In fact, the entire green agenda is about control, not saving Mother Earth, because it requires us to consume less and rely far more on being grouped to mega cities where the power elite can enforce their will on us. Individualism is their enemy. Self-reliance is undesirable to them. I'm your enemy, and my self-desire is undesirable to you. Fuck you. That's a weak statement. You knew what the people want to do to your fucking asses. You have killed our fucking loved ones, you dirty cocksuckers. You've destroyed our lives. We want to destroy yours. We want to kill you. We want to put your treasonous asses up against the fucking wall. You fucking have managed to fucking use your goddamn, the power and money or wealth. I won't say money. That you have stolen from us to hide yourself. I mean, this country harbors more international criminals than you can shake a fucking stick at. And there's no other country that comes close where the power elite can enforce their will on us. Individualism is their enemy, self-reliance undesirable to them. Well, fuck you. Earlier this week, the corporate-led World Economic Forum, WEF, announced that the world leaders would be convening later this year to accelerate the implementation of Agenda 2030, a plan that lacks accountability, I don't care if it lacks accountability. I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. Throw it in there. This lends it legitimacy. They can't fucking do it if we say no. That's just all there is fucking to it. It ain't leaders accelerate a plan that lacks accountability. I don't care if it lacks accountability or it has accountability. They can't fucking do it if we say no. We're the fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. If we'd start acting like it, if we'd start acting like goddamn men with balls, maybe this fucking shit would, well, they might take fucking notice. But they ain't going to talk about your fucking Bill of Rights. They're not going to talk about none of that shit. And you're not either because you're too fucking scared. Both the United Nations and the WEF seem to be dismayed by the lack of progress made towards their Great Reset ideology. Hey, we didn't say we wanted to reset, you motherfuckers. In fact, we got a reset for you. It involves fucking 240 grains of fucking lead in your goddamn ear, you son of a bitch. You fuckers are going against the wall. You don't come in and treat us like your goddamn slaves because we're not. We're individual free sovereign nationals. We have our own fucking law. It is the unalienable supreme, superior, cannot be fucking changed, jurisdictional authority of the people who ratified it through their elected representatives' law of December 15, 1791, and you motherfuckers are going to face it. Great reset. Fuck you. Any of you people out there ask to be reset? Were you fucking lives pretty decent before they started resetting them to suit them so that they could fucking have extra fucking goddamn gold toilet seats on their fucking yachts? Fuck them. Sink their yachts. Sink them with them in them. Ideology and the Agenda 2030 plan, which is a socialist successor to the failed Millennium Development Goals, the outlet reported. See, this shit's falling apart on them. They can't get it pushed through because the people do not fucking want it. They push too fucking hard. Those guns, once those guns start going off, they're not going to stop. It's going to be fucking mayhem. And everybody better fucking realize it's going to be fucking mayhem. Because you can't, this is something you can't half-ass. You got to wipe these son of a bitches out. You got to wipe them off the fucking planet. If there's ever to be fucking peace and happiness and fucking joy on this goddamn planet again, these motherfuckers have to go. The WEF, headed by German engineer Charles Schwab, you ever get to look at that son of a bitch, whose father once involved with the Nazis party, I'm sure, has acknowledged that previous attempts to implement their plans have been hindered by unforeseen setbacks. You mean fucking people who said, fuck you? This is the fucking majority of people who have said, fuck you. Come fucking try it and we'll blow your fucking heads up. Is that what you're talking about? I mean, unforeseen setbacks. You could be a little more descriptive than that, couldn't you? Such as COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There was no fucking pandemic. There was a goddamn fucking con, the con of all cons, that too many fucking Americans were too fucking stupid and fell for. So see, it's been proven to be shit, just like the World Trade Center's proven to be shit. But it don't fucking matter. They're going to just keep on fucking. Only way you stop this is with a bullet. The adverse effects of climate change and the escalating cost of food and fuel worldwide due to the conflict in Ukraine. How did we get? That's right. That's where the Biden gang fucking hangs. That's their territory, isn't it? That's where they cut up our fucking money. Wealth that they're stealing from us. Global leaders and the representative and their representatives have been summoned to strategize and accelerate the progress of what the WEF calls arguably the greatest human endeavor undertaken to create peaceful, just, equal, and sustainable society. Fuck you! You might sell that to a fucking little retarded kid on the corner, but you ain't selling that shit here. We know exactly what you cocksuckers want. You want us fucking eliminated down to a number that you can control so you can rape little children and do any nasty, filthy, pedophilic thing you fucking want. You ain't getting it. What you're going to get is put up against the fucking wall, you dirty fucking international fucking criminals. But again, do not let flowery language fool you. They seek to bring the world under their control so that we live their vision of a peaceful, just society, which will mean giving up our democratic. Who wrote this son of a bitch? Whoever wrote this son of a bitch, you're a fucking retard. You're a Trump-tard. You're a goddamn son of a bitch. You're stupid. Anything you've said in here that made any sense is fucking nullified. When you say Democrat, it's stupid. There are no Democrats, there are no Republicans, there is no left, there is no right, no conservatives, no liberals. There's just the fucking law or there ain't. And right now there ain't, and that's all you should be talking about, you son of a bitch. Systems and turning over all power to them, the tiny minority of mega wealthy elitists who fancy themselves as God kings. And that's what they want, is to be gods on this earth. And they ain't fucking Democrats. And they ain't fucking Republicans. They play that game. That's what they put on their sleeve when they come out to go in front of you. Fucking idiots stupid enough to believe that shit exists, because it don't. The UN Department of Economic and Social Affairs has argued that practical solutions that can accelerate progress on the sustainable development goals of the United Nations will be urgently needed. Well, you know what? You can just write down on a piece of paper any fucking thing you want to, and then you come and try and do it and see what the fuck happens to your ass. Urgently needed. You may kill me. You're going to kill a lot of us, but a lot of us you ain't going to kill. The rest of us are going to wipe you off this goddamn planet. You will cease to fucking exist. Your seed will cease to exist, you motherfuckers. We'll be rid of you once and for fucking all. 190 fucking countries got rid of your ass. And you still, you fucking worm back in. You're a fucking parasite. You need to be completely fucking destroyed. The outlet notes further, the 17 SDGs compromising agenda comprising Agenda 2030 were first compiled in 2015 and were originally agreed upon by 191 UN member states. That's one of the same ones that kicked those fucking Zionist pricks out. I mean, the goddamn sleaze. And I mean, God, they make me so fucking sick. It's like a slug. State governments, though not necessarily their voting public, these goals include laudable aspirations such as ending poverty and ending poverty. If there ain't no fucking buddy here to eat, I guess there won't be no fucking poverty. If there ain't nobody here to have anything, if you've killed everybody, I guess that would end poverty, wouldn't it? And eradicating world hunger. Oh yeah, that would do it too. You kill everybody, there won't be no hungry people left. Almost more nefarious globalist gods in areas of their gender, of gender ideology and hard left socialist economics. Fuck you and your four fucking queers and your four fucking goddamn transvestites. And are you're fucking pita. You're little. You're nothing. You get wiped out in a day. You're just something we got to brush aside to get to the fucking head of the snake. Quit acting like you're something, because you're not. And we know it already, all right? Since Davos 2021, the WEF has publicly discussed how these goals can be used to achieve the Great Reset. You ain't getting your fucking Great Reset. You're getting shot, you motherfuckers. You can't leave people alone. You get shot. That's what fucking happens. Which would see ordinary people able to own nothing personally. The WEF claims this will increase happiness in the world. Oh, I know I'd be a whole lot happier if I just had if I was walking around like a goddamn bum, fucking doing nothing, sitting there shooting fucking fentanyl on my fucking arm. I'd be way happier. The WEF is prioritizing civic participation as a means of advance its plan. They define this approach as addressing issues such as economic inequality, gender disparities. What you mean you can't figure out if you're a fucking guy or a girl? Drop your fucking britches and take a look. It ain't fucking rocket science. Gender disputes, corruption, and environmental degradation. All this shit is what you are doing. This is the typical Jew fucking goddamn mantra. You do it and then say, why is this? Stop. We got to stop this that's happening. Problem, reaction, solution. We have the solution. Become a slave and kill yourself. And then you won't be hungry and none of this stuff will exist. And how do the elites plan to deal with these issues? The only way to do so is to take from people who have accumulated some degree of wealth and redistribute it to others who have done nothing to earn it. Classic socialism and the tyrannical aspect, and you get some hybrid form of communism and socialism. In the quest to build back better, says the WEF, civil society is proposing new ways of achieving the SDGs and creating a better post-pandemic world. There was no fucking pandemic. I mean, but they keep using, see how they do this? They just keep saying it over and over again, and then it keeps, and then pretty soon you ask somebody, oh, this is where there was a pandemic. No, there wasn't. There just fucking wasn't. There wasn't one report of a goddamn cold that year. Wonder why. How is that possible? coronavirus, COVID-19 never existed. None of this shit ever existed. They've been lying to us all the way down the fucking line, trying to find a way because, you know, goddamn 8 billion fucking people is kind of a little bit scary when you're fucking them all, when you're stealing everything they have, when you're killing their fucking children. Yeah, it gets a little fucking dicey, doesn't it? Post-pandemic world. Lofty goals, but people all over the world should get to decide these things for themselves. And, oh, wow. Aren't you the fucking genius talking about Democrats and Republicans? You need to go back to school, motherfucker. Not have their futures planned out by a handful of globalist busybodies who think they are masters of the universe. Well, they ain't. They're bastards of the universe. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Can you eliminate that safety?
I don't think so.
Yeah, take it off. Hey, Hubert.
Yep.
Yeah. You have an open bug in your house. Because you're broadcasting. There we go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
No problem, brother. I just wanted to let you know that you're being listened to.
Okay, Henry. Gotcha.
All your life, just a regular guy, doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough, fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you wanna do. I get the feeling more and more now, I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call your name, say you don't even try. Back in the fall, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings with the last night whiskey. Won't ignore this change in me.
not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many morning days and last nights with me. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. Found out how good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You set high in the tower the working man made. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live week to week on my shitty ass pay. Shitty ass pay. Shitty ass
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific Time, and that was Swamped by Hogjaw we listened to there at the break. Living in the castle that the working man made. We made it for our masters. Oi, 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 oi. Let's see what else we got going for us here. Okay. Nasty looking bastard.
piece of shit. All right. What the hell? The vaccines were a military-backed countermeasure by Dylan Evan. No. I just, our military, you mean our boys? You know, the greatest fucking generation boys? Nah, I won't believe it. I just won't believe it. Not the military. Not the fucking NATO fucking military we fucking pay for to kill us. Not them. Here's a high-level review of the manufacturing contracts between U.S. and the Department of Defense and Moderna. Moderna's injection, mRNA, 1273, is co-owned with the U.S. government. So here you have pure fascism, right? Isn't that's what fascism is, right? I mean, we can look that up and see when the fucking government and the fucking industry are one. That's fucking fascism. And that's what you Trump tards will fucking use. Lap that shit up, don't you? As the company has been funded by the defense research grants for years and also received intellectual property transfers from the United States government, in addition to preclinical and clinical research work conducted for Moderna by the NIH Vaccine Research Center. The NIH and Moderna each have a separate investigational new drug number for the product. Moderna entered two types of contracts with the United States government for spike vaccine injections. And here you go. Vaccine contract and amendments that specifies R&D projects that the United States government ordered and paid for. Note that in Pfizer's case, no R&D activities were ordered or paid for by the United States government, as these were excluded from the scope of their contract. Manufacturing contracts that ordered a large-scale manufacturing. This is different from Pfizer manufacturing contracts, as the words demonstration and prototype are not used. I believe this is because OTA contracts must be for prototypes, but FAR contract FAR contracts doesn't have to be. Note on redactions in both Moderna and Pfizer's contracts, many areas are redacted. This is fucking public. Everything was supposed to be public, open to the public. You were not allowed to have a closed meeting. That was one of the things they promised the lying bastards. Good thing we had the goddamn anti-federalists there to put them in fucking check, because they've committed goddamn high treason, and now we get to fucking kill them if we ever grow the goddamn balls and the backbone. We have a goddamn a mountain as big as their fucking gold, mountain of gold, of reasons to destroy these motherfuckers to a man. They have fucking attacked us. They've killed our fucking loved ones. We just fucking sit here on our fucking hands. I don't get it. Disclosure of information that would affect the application of advanced technology in a U.S. weapons system. So they're weaponizing. They're killing people. I mean, I was watching some kind of fucking documentary, and they were talking about the first city busting, you know, when the British started bombing fucking Berlin, killing. I mean, I opened the door for Hiroshima and Nagasaki, didn't it? I mean, killing civilians, killing little kids. Yeah, they're combatants. You know, little fucking babies in mom's arms, frying fucking people. You fucking sick son of a bitches are going. The earth up here is a fucking imbalance. It's going to balance itself. No matter what fucking happens, it's going to balance itself, and you are going to pay the ultimate fucking price. You are going to face justice. 6, disclosure of information, including information on foreign governments that would cause serious harm to relations between the United States and foreign governments, or to ongoing diplomatic activities in the United States. You know, they got to keep the call. You keep all your fucking goddamn mobster buddies informed. You have your sit downs. You make sure that you're fucking killing in fucking concert with one another. There you go. There are several versions of the contract available plus amendments. The first version was signed on August 9, 2020, and the last available version is June 15, 2021. In one of them, the name of the signator on the Moderna side was redacted with... Who did it? I mean, I got to tell you, so I get my name off that fucking paper, too. That's a hang ya. B6 is, but you know, you can find these things out with enhanced interrogation, really enhanced interrogation. B6 in another version is unredacted. It was Hamilton Bennett, a senior director of vaccine accesses and partnerships. Well, you signed your fucking warrant, Bennett. This 35-year-old woman seems woefully underqualified, especially to engineer the vaccine, as her role was described in the press. Moderna's history is notable for high profile departures of competent and experienced people. Based on press reports and accounts of the insider, Stephen Bansal's toxic management culture, led to departures of many qualified scientists, including heads of R&D on oncology, cardiovascular, chemistry, rare disease, and even vaccines, right around the time of the company's pivoted to vaccines in 2016. Terminal incompetence is a prerequisite for terminal fraud. You goddamn right is, hey, somebody didn't want to hang, didn't they? Somebody didn't want to commit a fucking crime that fucking put them up against the wall. They did not want to fucking commit fucking genocide on the fucking population of the world. Unlike Pfizer and other COVID countermeasures contracts, the Moderna contract is not under other transaction authority, OTA, but FAR 43-103, Section A, Section 3, and mutual agreement of the parties. This makes a little difference with regard to the product liability and generally ignores pharmaceutical regulations as described below. The total initial amount of contract was $1.5 billion and was increased to exactly $8,145,591. God, I can't be 8 trillion. They fucked this number up. I ain't going to use it. $0.60. Well, maybe it does come out right. $845,591,662.60 in later amendments. Oh, they changed the... What a stupid-ass way to do something. In later amendments, $0.60. The criminal gets points for style and attention to detail. Note that this is in addition to the $1 billion R&D contract for a handful of studies that didn't matter, which I discussed in part one. And what you got, you know, these are non-governmental agencies. They have no fucking authority over the people whatsoever, never have, never will. In fact, they are violating the people's goddamn law. They are criminals. They are fucking criminals that are dead set on killing us. And fucking, they show them to you. Criminal style, you know, criminals get points for style and attention. Criminals get to do any fucking thing they want. Maybe we ought to fucking uncriminalize them by putting them about 6 foot in the fucking ground. The scope of the contract is manufacturing up to 500 million doses. For the military. What would they use that for? The Department of Defense and Health and Human Services require large-scale manufacturing of vaccine doses in support of the National Emergency Response to the Coronavirus Disease 2019. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Everybody has to say this. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There's more of us than there are you, and we're going to say it more fucking times because it's a fucking fraud. Like, you're a fucking fraud. You goddamn murdering son of a bitches. You're trying to commit world genocide and sit out there in COVID-19. You know it don't exist. We know it don't exist. We know what happened to those fucking buildings on 9-11 too, you son of a bitches. You've been doing this for far too fucking long. It's time for you to go down in history, and I mean down into the fucking ground. for the United States government, USG, and the U.S. population. Well, that's wonderful. No, this is for manufacturing and demonstration or prototype. The objective, this gets interesting. The paragraph includes feel-good sounding words which cover up the true intent to declare an unrestricted biochemical, radiological, and nuclear war on Americans, subvert consumer protections under the pretense of a pandemic response. Note the word whole of nation effort. Well, yeah, I mean, God, is it, I mean, did somebody just hear something they didn't fucking know, that you're not fucking completely aware of? But you got to ask your question. The question you got to ask is, why ain't I doing anything? Why ain't anybody doing anything about this? We can kill these fuckers in one day. There's a plenty of us. It's just doing it. God, if our goddamn ancestors, you know, the people who fought in Lexington and Concord and at the Cowpens and on Bunker Hill and that's enough. What would they think of us, guys? What would they fucking think of us? I mean, think about what they fucking went to war for. What we're going, I mean, what they're doing to us makes that look like fucking a goddamn school picnic, don't it? And we're doing it, taking this shit here and doing nothing about it. Pretty fucking sorry if you ask me. Whole of nation language can refer to the mobilization of a nation at the time of war. In that case, or in that use, it is for an obvious declared war with a defined enemy, internal enemy. Internal enemy. However, in the new era of unrestricted fifth generation warfare, this language seems to be being used to signal an overt takeover of the entire country by a rogue militarized force, typically by pretense of some sort of a manufactured crisis, and typically from the inside. Motherfucker, 590 million square fucking miles, and there's some of us everywhere. Everywhere you go, every step you take, you better have, who's going to be the taster for the tasters? I mean, if you're one of the big wigs, you could probably have some fucking, you know, some poor fucking slave take a bite of your fucking food before you. But I mean, there's going to be everywhere you go, there's going to be somebody wanting to kill your ass, plain and simple. And when they make the move to fucking go after your ass, they're going to be coming from 590 million square fucking miles. You are the stupidest fucking people to ever breathe air. I swear to God you are. I found numerous references to this terminology in the press going back several years in the U.S. related to military things like cyber warfare, but also in the Chinese, Singaporean, and Australian press over one very interesting and though thorough investigation of the whole nation, Crimea, I guess it's Chimera, I don't know, Chimera, in a Philippine source describing the use of this approach by the militarized government regime that took over all government branches and the entire civil society. In other words, it describes the installation of a fascist totalitarian structure. I highly recommend readers to visit the link to the Philippine story published in March 2019 above, because remarkably, the language used is extremely similar to the United States pronouncements related to COVID pandemic, which doesn't exist. We always got to keep it in mind when they're throwing this shit out at us, that none of this exists. They know it don't exist as sure as they know what that Bill of Rights says and where the true fucking power in this country lies. They know they are fucking international criminals. They are the international corporate mafia. We know they're the international corporate mafia. We know we have every right to fucking blow their fucking asses out of our country, to hang them, to put them up against the fucking wall. Every fucking right. In fact, it is our responsibility that we are negligent of. Response and Operation Warp Speed did the U.S. government writers plagiarize Dutry or do the global mafia? There you go. Whoa, really? Global mafia captured cartels single to each other and their superiors this way. Well, very well could be. But why should they? They can go to goddamn Ukraine and sit down and talk, and you know, no report, nobody around them, fucking right there in the middle of the goddamn boar's nest. Whole of a nation is closely associated with whole of government terminology, but presented as feel-good ideas in plain text. But in fact, these words signal a usurpation of power by the militarized executive branch of the government. It ain't no government. It's a fucking corporation. It's an international fucking crime fucking syndicate. That's what it is. And you assholes out there writing these articles, quit calling it government when it ain't. Are you that fucking stupid, or are you a part of this? Are you trying to slip some shit up our ass? Public-private partnerships, so beloved by sellouts in academia, pharma, medicine, and defense, are other closely associated term. PO 115-92 refers to public law, and they can make these public laws by dictate. No. The only way you can make a law, well, you can't even do it no more because you got rid of the only apparatus. I mean, you could go and you could try ratification across the board like we did with the fucking Bill of Rights, but you'd have to get every state and you'd have to get every representative. Wait a minute, you can't do that because they're all corporations and they're not elected representatives of the people. So there would be no fucking vote. So you can make no fucking law, can you? Public or otherwise, motherfucker. Law is discussed below. It's way to subvert FDA regulations by court, conscripting it to serve the DOD goals through the mentioned in interagency agreement. They now have to follow the DOD orders and fake approach the unapprovable or command and on schedule. Okay, the fake approve the unapprovable. Approval on command and on schedule. Okay. Finally, it is clear that the clinical trials are absolutely irrelevant to the approval of the injections by the FDA, as the large-scale manufacturing of these substances does not depend on them. It is performed in parallel with these fake exercises intended to fool the public. Yeah, they never stuck it in a fucking rat. They never so much as stuck that shit in a rat before they started to get human. And they tell you, you know, A couple years later, well, yeah, actually, that was never tested even on a rat. That's why you people are doing all this weird shit. Your fucking bodies are falling apart. Your organs are shutting down and stuff. Well, actually, we've been working on this for many years to do that. We poked a lot of rats to make them have the same fucking symptoms. But we made a good product for what we wanted it for fucking culling the fucking population, for getting rid of your fucking asses so we can take what belongs, the rest of what belongs to us. You motherfuckers, we're taking everything back. You will be paupers. Those of you that get to live, you will fucking bust rocks until your last fucking breath. You motherfuckers. Anyways, that's about enough for today. We're going to be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And remember, all we're doing is we're going to discuss what we fucking allow. We are fucking allowing this, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Da-da-da-da. Come on.